For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. You know, I don't get enough chances to say it, but we offer $1,200 cash money to any drug warrior willing to come on this program and defend the policy of drug war. That's police captain or above, any agent of the DEA, CIA, FBI, or Justice Department, and any working judge or district attorney willing to spend 15 minutes with us over the airwaves. But in the now 5 years that this offer's been in place, we've never had even one nibble. And so we produce the following segment on their behalf, cowards.
Forget about the drug war. Let's talk about the real issue, liberty. You see, the idea that we should end the drug war is usually based on the idea that the drug war infringes upon individual liberty, and it does. So the question becomes, is there a historical precedent for the government to infringe upon individual liberty if it serves the greater good? And the answer is an emphatic yes. The government has crossed this line constantly and consistently throughout our nation's history. In 1927, the Buck v. Bell Supreme Court ruling upheld forced sterilization for women deemed unfit to reproduce. This is a clear violation of individual liberty, but because it was done for the greater good to, quote, protect the health of the state, it was a good thing. In 1964, the Gulf of Tonkin incident was used as a pretext to escalate our involvement in the Vietnam War, which claimed the lives of 58,000 American soldiers. It has recently been declassified that the incident never happened. The government lied, but again, because it was for the greater good, their actions were acceptable. The Tuskegee experiments, the incident at Waco, the Patriot Act, the list goes on and on. Sometimes, liberty must take a back seat to what is good for America. The drug war is just one more example. The government understands this fact and is ready to protect you at the cost of your liberty, and it's good. What a blessing the government is. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
I got a little help off the internet this time for Name That Drug by Its Side Effects.
It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects.
Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Also may cause you to think you can sing. It may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. It may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.